Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, AeroQuip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
The professor Brian Haynes sitting next to me here courtside at Columbia Central High School, where we were on Monday night for a dominating performance by the Western Panthers. I have a sense that both games tonight will be closer than that one, quite a bit closer, as a matter of fact, Matt, to the point where I've talked to a couple of different people, not just fans, basketball people in the gym. Everybody's kind of saying, I don't know how to call it. I don't know who's going to win. I like that.
Yeah, I have some friends in the area that are basketball junkies, and I've asked a couple different ones and, you know, joking around, giving the spreads, and I've heard, oh, you know, Michigan Center's a two-point favorite. Well, Western's a three-point favorite. Yeah. Like, I've heard both ways. So, yeah, to make your point, I think it's anybody's game.
It feels that way. Now, we know I want to mention our pregame coverage tonight brought to you by Columbia Schools. I did a little more looking in, and we've got a robotics competition for Columbia coming up on March the 15th. So mark that on your calendars for another competition. I believe they're hosting it right here at the school. But tonight they're hosting us, and we're glad that this is the location. Thanks to Columbia Schools and Ryan Hackworth, the athletic director out here, and the facilities folks, the scorekeeper, Matt Jericho. We're just getting a warm welcome into the school. And I think they're excited to have their team coming up in game two of our doubleheader, taking on Chelsea, a team that Michigan Center and Western have both played, but Columbia Central hasn't played yet. So there's a lot of dynamics to talk about here in this game as we lead up to tip-off on the Columbia Schools pregame. Additional sponsors include Lester Brothers and Top Line Apparel, along with our free throw sponsor, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. So let's go right into it, Brian. Michigan Center Cardinals come in 16-6 on the year. 13-4 in the league, was good enough for second in the East, but it's they end up fourth overall, I suppose, if you go with the crossover, and they lost to Columbia in a very close game. Hanover Horton.
Yep.
Okay. And that wasn't a close game. They actually got kind of run on that one. And that it's that game that troubles me when I think about Michigan Center. They beat Western 52-30 earlier in Western's gym, and that's the best game I've seen this Cardinal team play. So how much 80% of that could they still beat them? And just wouldn't be by 22. Are they capable of that? They look a little, if I'm being honest, on the floor a little morose. I can't decide if that's, like, fatigue, focus. You know, sometimes you can't tell the difference. It's a team that's taking it very seriously. But they don't look as loose and excited as the Panthers do. Of course, they come in here on some rhythm after a big win on Monday night.
That's funny that you say that, because I was thinking the exact same thing, Stephen. You and I didn't talk about that, but yeah. Looking at them, I was thinking, is this just businesslike, or are they just looking sleepy or something? And I don't know.
You never know. Yeah.
And you know, you ask even Coach Gaddy, and he'll just tell you what team is going to show up.
Yeah.
And it's kind of baffled him all year, because they have had where they're good is really good. It's a high ceiling. Mm-hmm. But they're mediocre or bad is something that a Western team might win today.
For more local news, visit WKHM.com.
Yeah, and that's that feeling we have. And I feel like we saw Michigan Center earlier in the year, and we kind of made a similar statement saying Michigan Center doesn't look as loose. And if I recall correctly, they came out and won that game. So I think the early part of the game matters more than the pregame. If they come out and get a couple buckets, I think they do get energized by playing well. And so that would be the thing I think that can flip the script and for their morose faces, see some smiles or at least some energetic expressions. And when it comes to Michigan Center, we talk Trey Collins and we talk Jaden Watson. Trey Collins handles the ball. He's the primary ball handler. He also can penetrate. He can be the leading scorer. He can distribute the ball. He can shoot from three. He's great at scoring in traffic. And he just kind of controls the tempo of the game. And if he's very good tonight, I like their chances.
Yeah, you know, a lot of things, too, with Trey. the refereeing is actually going to play a part. Now, Monday, sure, they really let him play. Trey is very slight, and mm-hmm, he does get in there and falls a lot, whether it's that he's getting bumped or that he has that art of making it look like it. So, you know, a lot of his performance is going to be, are the refs going to call that tonight? That's going to be, yeah, interesting for us to see as the game goes.
Jaden Watson, meantime, was the player of the game in that contest against Western at Western. He hit a couple triples. He was great in the high-low game. That's the best I've seen him play individually, blocking shots. And I think that whole game I was wondering why Western didn't go with a couple of two big guys in the game. It's, they kept switching the big guys in and out. Put them both out there, in my opinion, as a chance to slow down Jaden Watson. But he's tough to slow down because he really is long and athletic, but he's quick. So you put a big guy on him, a lot of times he's able to beat them off that first step, but you put a smaller guy on him to guard that, and he can't take him inside and use his height advantage. So he was really an exciting player as a junior for Michigan Center.
Yeah, he's a versatile big, and then one last thing, and then we'll talk about Western.
You have
Travis Collins and Spencer Berkeypile, which both the first time, they were both saddled with the job of shadowing Maverick Hammond, and I want to say they held him to like six. It was it was something way lower than what he's used to, and I think that led to the victory. So they all have their roles. Speaking of roles, how good did the Western kids play their roles on Monday?
Flawlessly,
yeah.
In a game where they weren't challenged particularly, but those are games, you know, you don't want to scoff off a win over a team you're supposed to beat. Because if you don't go out and do what you're supposed to do, then you're not actually executing. And I think they went out and beat a team they should beat, and they beat them impressively. They should beat Pinckney. They shouldn't always beat Pinckney by 40. That's the, yeah, you know what I mean? That was, Western came out prepared with the right attitude, and they went out and played hard and end up with a running clock. And if you play hard, you get that big win. Well, then it makes the night shorter, and you get that rest. And so they're going to come in pretty fresh tonight. They didn't have some kind of a battle. Their legs are going to feel good. They're not going to worry about fatigue late in this game against the Michigan Center team that you said they haven't played in a week.
Yeah, a week and a half.
Yeah,
even.
So
this is and to what your comment about Western, you know, as a coach, you want that first game like that in a game that you're supposed to win. Your goal is, okay, hey, let's go play well. Let's look good and take care of business. But the question is, and I know this is a weird statement, did you play too well?
Yeah.
Like they shot the lights out.
Yeah.
Maverick Hammond was on fire. DJ Van Riper was on fire. Like, everybody shot as good as you could imagine.
Yeah.
Now, can you back that up with a similar performance? You don't have to be that, you know, shoot it as well, but can you be close at least?
And we talk about how the officials are going to call the game as it relates to Trey Collins. I think that matters for someone like Maverick Hammond. Are they going to be able to go out and play him aggressively, you know, bump him off his spots, keep him uncomfortable, not let him get good looks? Or if the whistles are quick, maybe he's making shots and getting free throws. You know, how they call it against him is going to matter to some extent. And can he escape that defensive lockdown? Because if I'm Coach Gaddy, I don't know if I have the exact same game plan as last time, but there are elements that include Spencer Berkeypile taking it personal against Maverick Hammond. And, that does matter. I mean, DJ Van Riper had a great game Monday night. Maverick Hammond had 30 points, and it didn't even look like he was trying. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was just coming to him easily. So that will be part of the game plan. Whether it's the exact same game plan, I don't know, but there will be, like you said, Travis Collins is another option to tap to say, all right, Berkeypile needs a break. Travis, you lock him down. And we've seen both of those guys take on that responsibility with players before to successful ends. So that's what I think you're looking at. Meanwhile, Western, they have beaten Chelsea. I want to talk about the rest of the bracket here really quick. So Michigan Center lost to Chelsea and Columbia Central this year. Western has beaten Chelsea, but they lost to Michigan Center. I don't think Columbia Central has played Chelsea or Western, but they've put, you know, I mean, it's such an interesting district because all these teams have kind of played earlier in the year, and we understand a little bit about them, and we still get to this point, and you say, it's anybody's game, and that's how I feel in this matchup, like you said. A 22-point victory could easily flip the other way. It's going to be all about how they get started tonight. And my hope, is that you don't need any extra incentive to come out here and play hard because it's the district. You lose, you go home. The season's over.
It's funny, being your partner as long as I have, I know you do your research and you look and see those things, and I thought, boy, his head's going to spin when he has to try to figure out, well, they beat them, but yeah. They beat them, and they beat that. Like, this is why this district is so fun,
yeah.
Because when you're looking at those things, it's like, man, who is the favorite? I don't even know.
And my head would be spinning if I also didn't have the other ability to go, never mind, I guess we're just going to find out. No way to sort it out any more specific. Well, we got to take a three-minute break here on the pregame for Columbia Central Community Schools, and then we will get the starting lineups. We got the anthem. We're ready to get started tipping it up here very close to 5:30, and we're going to start soon back in three on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Michigan Center, about to take on the Western Panthers in the pregame here for Columbia Central. And Brian, let's grab the starting lineups really fast.
Okay, well, for Western, we have senior Cody Spitzer, senior Sutton Johnston, senior Maverick Hammond, senior DJ Van Riper, and junior Justin Jones.
We mentioned that. It's nice to see a senior-heavy lineup. We haven't seen a lot of that this year, and that's not the case with the Michigan Center Cardinals.
Yeah, with the Cardinals, we have sophomore Trey Collins, junior Jaden Watson, senior Spencer Berkeypile, junior Travis Collins, and tonight, kind of a surprise starter, junior Mason Bradley, who has not started for the Cardinals all season.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. We're going to take one more three-minute break, and we'll be ready for tip-off. Coming up, pregame on WKHM, brought to you by Columbia Central Schools, and we're back in 3 minutes. On
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame as the teams get some last huddle kind of insights and instructions. And we're just about ready to get started. The first quarter tonight is brought to you by Lester Brothers. Cardinals in their white uniforms, the full burgundy for the Panthers. It'll be Jaden Watson and Justin Jones in the circle to jump it up here. Mason Bradley, as we mentioned, on the floor here for the Cardinals. First start of the year for him. Interesting selection idea there for Coach Getty. We'll see how that pays off early. Panthers win the tip. And we go right side with Spitzer. Double team. It's Collins on Spitzer. Right now, it does look like Berkey Pyle is going to track Maverick Hammond. He gets the pass on the wing. Screen and roll. Justin Jones into the middle. Screen and roll for the two-hand stuff. And Western on the board emphatically, leading 2-0.
Well, if you're looking to get a jump start, a big two-hand stuff to start the game is a good start for the Panthers.
Berkey Pyle open on the wing, passes it up, but gets it back and knocks down a triple. You get more points for that. Dunk only counts for two. Three-pointer. Well, it's three. 3-2 lead for the Cardinals. Berkey Pyle, nothing tricky there. Just they gave him a little space. Berkey Pyle, I was surprised he passed up the first opportunity. Got it back with a little more rhythm as Spitzer drives. He has to double clutch it to get past Watson and misses the shot. And that's one of those things where you like having a 6'5 guy in the back there that can change shots, even if he doesn't block them. Makes it tough to make one. They go high post for Watson. They double down on him. He makes a move away from him anyway, into the lane with a little jump hook and gets it to go. Good touch in there. And that's what Watson does great. Catches up in that high post elbow area turns and faces or makes a move to the basket, and he seems largely unblockable when he gets into the air.
That was Western play, a little 2-3 zone.
5-2 lead for the Cardinals. Jones has it on the top of the key, left side Spitzer. He's going to dribble and penetrate. Hands off to Sutton Johnson outside the arc. Scoops it to Hammond, knocked away from him by Berkey Powell. They say last touch Hammond. You got that where Berkey Powell kind of knocked it away and Hammond's hand was in the way as it went out of bounds. So they'll call it off of Hammond. So far, Berkey Powell picking up the task of guarding Maverick Hammond. 5-2 lead for the Cardinals with the ball. Patience here against the zone, as you'd expect. For the Cardinals are pretty patient offensively most of the time. Trey Collins gets a look at a three from the top, misses it. Berkey Powell taps the rebound back to Travis Collins. Second chance for the Cardinals. High post for Watson. Double team kind of comes, but not all the way. And he's able to dribble away from it. Gets in and scoops one. And Watson, the same look as that his first bucket, gets a step on the guy out high and able to score when he gets close. Pretty creative. He can go up with the jump hook. In that case, the finger roll.
And against that 2-3 zone, that can't happen if you're Western.
Maverick Hammond gets a step on the defender off the dribble, gets into the paint, and he does a scoop, gets the harm, and he'll have a chance at a three-point play. So Maverick Hammond, seeing that maybe getting the three-point shot's not something they're going to do, penetrates instead and create a finish at the end and a chance to make a three-point play from the line.
Steve, I kind of blocked out there. Could you see who that foul was on for Michigan Center?
I did not.
Okay.
Let's get the bench in.
They kind of tucked us in the corner a little bit.
5:45 to go, 7-4 Cardinals. And with the free throw from the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line, Maverick Hammond cuts it to 2-7-5. 5:42 now on the clock, running Cardinal ball. Collins working back and forth with Berkey Powell. They are going to let him take that three. He misses it, but nobody picks up Travis Collins. He rebounds weak side and gets the put back to go. And it's 9-5 Cardinals.
And that's that problem when you play that 2-3 zone, and I don't think Western does that a lot.
There's Hammond making another move to the basket. This time, the backstop there, Jaden Watson, swatted that one out of bounds. Panthers will keep it, but that's the risky run when you try to penetrate against the Cardinals. Watson's going to be there.
Good start for him. Two buckets and two blocks.
Inbound, and Van Riper makes a move to the basket. Can't get a step on Collins. Turns back and shoots the fader and misses it. Rebounded by Michigan Center. Trey Collins to Travis Collins down in the corner. Back out to Trey. Back to Travis baseline. Back out to Trey at the top. He works around to the middle. Left side for Travis. They really are giving those shooters on the perimeter for the Cardinals a lot of space. There's a back cut by Trey Collins. Gets into the air. And his floater doesn't go, but we're going to get a foul against Maverick Hammond. That'll be his first foul. Trey Collins to go to the free throw line.
We wondered when Trey drives what kind of officiating we'd see, and that right there, you know, I think he did get him. I think that was worthy of a foul, but Maverick Hammond didn't think so.
9-5 Cardinal lead with Trey Collins at the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. He's a very good free throw shooter. And that one rattles around but still goes in, and sometimes you don't make a really good free throw shooter on the swishes. A really good free throw shooters are the ones that go in that maybe shouldn't have because you got that good roll. He's got a good soft touch, and he's the guy they'll send there if they get a technical foul free throw, for instance.
Steve, sometimes in these type of games, you get a slow offensive start. People kind of still nervy a little bit. Right now, both teams making shots.
Yeah, it feels pretty pretty fluid, and it's a game of runs often when they're playing well, and Cardinals get theirs early. I imagine Western's got one in them soon, too. 10-5 right now, the lead as he splits the pair at the line. Western on the offense. Van Riper trying to feed down to Hammond on the block. He does get it down, skips it into the corner for Sutton Johnson for a triple, and he bangs it in. Sutton Johnson out of the corner for three, and it's 10-8.
You talk about doing your role. That's Sutton Johnson's role in those kickouts. Be ready to shoot it.
4.5 to go first quarter, 10-8. Cardinals lead with the ball. Travis Collins down to Watson on the baseline. Looks to go to the basket. Goes up, switches hands. Misses with the soft right hand touch. Berkey Pyle with offensive rebound and a putback. That's a couple now offensive rebounds for the Cardinals. To some point, maybe Coach Moffitt will have to take Western out of that zone just so they can smash the glass a little.
Yeah, that's tough to pick up a man on that.
Spitzer on the wing for the Panthers right now. Gives it out to the top for Hammond right near the Columbia Central logo at center court. He'll take a step to the side, takes a deep three, missed, and rebounded by Watson. Cardinals back on the attack, leading by 4, 12-8. We have 3:40 to play. In our opening quarter here, we have a doubleheader tonight from Columbia Central High School. The Golden Eagles will take on Chelsea in game two right now. Trey Collins goes right side to Travis Collins into the corner for Sharp into the game for his first time. Landon Sharp seeing minutes. Berkey Powell gets another look at a triple, and that one's going to miss everything and go out of bounds. Berkey Powell hit that early three and hasn't hit since, but they are. It does look like they're going to surrender that as part of playing this zone, and if he can get hot, and we've seen him do that, that could be dangerous for Western.
It was like Coach Moffitt heard you. He dropped into man that possession, and no offensive board there either, no. So maybe you should be coaching at Western.
12-8, Cardinals still lead, and if I was coaching at Western, I would have told Spitzer to get that pass a little more on the nose. He throws it to Van Riper, kind of cutting out to the wing and out of his reach and out of bounds. So the Panthers turn it back over to the Cardinals.
And that pass to Van Riper would have only been good if he was related to Inspector Gadget.
not related to the Western assistant coach. Trey Collins off the dribble from the top, gets out of the block, hands off to Watson. He's going to lose it on the way up. Nice pass to the captain over here.
Captain showing some good hands there.
Yeah, Watson making a move to the basket, just lost it on the gather, and it went way up in the air and out of bounds. So Western will get it back, no harm done. And they're exchanging turnovers here, I guess, really. 12-8 our score. Panthers trail by four with 2:51 to play. Still in the opening quarter here, brought to you by the Lester Brothers. Willis going to Spitzer on the wing, now looking for Harrington's in the game for the Panthers. Another open three, sort of open three, really the first open look Hammond's had from the three-point line, and he missed it. A little cold shooting early, and we didn't see much of that on Monday.
Yeah, he made all those on Monday. But That's what happens when you're being really closely guarded. You get that sliver of opening, and you know you got to take it up.
Yep. Berkey Pyle, a little screen and roll to Landon Sharp. His jumper comes off just about a step inside the arc. And a miss. Hammond on the breakaway, and he leans into Collins, forcing the contact there, and that'll send Maverick Hammond to the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
I like that play by Hammond right there. You know, you missed a couple of threes so far. Take it hard to the basket. Go right into the chest of Travis Collins, and because Travis is an athlete, but you take it to his chest, and he's a little tougher to block then.
Yeah, Hammond hits the first free throw. The other thing on that play, the converse is Travis Collins wants to go down and be a shot blocker, and you got to kind of know that so you can lean in like that. If he wants to go down and take a charge, well, now you're in offensive foul territory as hard as he leaned into that contact. But Hammond hits both of them and cuts the lead back to 2, 12-10. Cardinals lead it with 2:11. Now, I feel like this is the similar pace to when they played the first time, Brian, a game that you weren't at, but it took a couple big plays at certain moments in the game where the Cardinals really exploded. Right now, that's not happening. Matter of fact, Willis gets his hand in the cookie jar, bats it to Hammond, and a fast break now for the Panthers to Spitzer from the right side of the circle, down to the block, and help back it back out of there. And still looking to give it to Hammond, and now you've got in the game for the Cardinals and tracking him is Miles Finch on Hammond, and now faced up. Hammond with a left side dribble, pull up from the free throw, or from the top of the key for a triple. 13-12, first lead of the game for the Panthers. Watson quickly up the floor the other way, gets in the air, got stuck, turned it over. Hammond now trying to run a break, and pulls up another triple, this time missed, rebounded by Watson. And now Watson will dribble up the floor, left side for Collins. Wisely pulls it out, now tries to fire it down to Watson. Knocked away and out of bounds, last touch Panthers. Real up-tempo back and forth here so far. Cardinal basketball. Trey Collins back on the floor. It's Collins, Finch, Watson, Berkey Pyle, and French right now for Michigan Center.
That pass was off Hammond's face, it looked like. Yeah. That's one way to maybe stop and slow him down. Throw a bullet to the noggin.
Pass in the corner for Finch. Back out to Trey Collins, left wing. Now to the top for Berkey Pyle. Back to Collins, deep on the left wing. He's looking to drive on Van Riper. Gets into the air. Splits it out in the corner for French. Back to the top for Berkey Pyle. Collins will come back out to get it on the right wing. Trey will take the triple there, and that one rolls in. Gave him a little too much space. 15-13, Cardinals lead us 2. We have 45 seconds to play in the first quarter. Hammond brings it over the timeline on the right side. Gets a screen there from Harrington. Pulls up a deep triple, and that was halfway down. It comes out. I was ready to say he made it. French rebounds it for the Cardinals, and now Trey Collins up the floor. Driving on Van Riper, pulls it back out. Left side for Berkey Pyle. Gets up to Watson. Back up to Trey Collins. Looked up at the clock, 20 seconds. 15-13, and Trey's going to hold it out for one maybe at this point.
I like that from the sophomore. He looked up at the clock and said, we'll save it for one.
Now he goes to Watson at just outside the arc here in the corner. Skip pass to Berkey Pyle. Was open for a moment. Deep three comes out to Trey. 4 seconds. He's going to drive into the corner. Berkey Pyle. Triple. No. Too long. And out of bounds as the buzzer sounds. 15-13. Cardinals lead it by two after one. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Winter is here and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Basketball to start the second quarter. Trey Collins in with Finch, French, Berkey Pyle, and Watson. Right wing now for Collins down to Watson. Out about a step outside the arc. Chased all the way out there by Justin Jones. Back to the top for Trey Collins. Puts it on the deck. Double team comes. Gets in the corner for French. Now gives it back to Collins. Trey's been very kind of deliberate with what he's doing offensively so far.
And part of it was DJ Van Riper shadowing him.
Yeah, that's taking it patient. And we're going to call away from the ball going into Western.
I do need to say, and this is my fault, Landon Sharp, who I had nicknamed Frenchie, and I know, so if you hear French, that's Landon Sharp.
Willis picks Watson's pocket. He's going to take it all the way down the other side. Missed a left-hand layup, but we do get a follow-up for Maverick Hammond, and we're tied at 15. And that's what you got to do to Jaden Watson. I think that's something that Coach Moffitt has planned. If they go to the high post for Watson, they're definitely doubling up on him from somewhere. And he takes an off-balance fader from down to the block. Just a spinning fadeaway, and Watson misses, rebounded by Western. And here's maybe a chance for a Panthers run. Willis gets it on the wing. Looks like he was ready to pass it down to the block. Thought better of it, but he drug his foot and called for travel.
Coaching staff telling Willis, just settle down, take a breath.
He didn't like the call, but generally, a move like that will get called for travel. 15-15 tie right now, 6:52 to play, first half. Thank you again to Lester Brothers for sponsoring our first quarter. As Collins goes off the dribble, off to Travis Collins. And look at that, partially blocked. We got him on the arm, but it's an air ball rebounded by the Panthers. And Hammond pushing tempo. Looked like it got blocked, and I think we're going to get a foul against Trey Collins. And that is the call. And that'll send Hammond to the free throw line again for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
And if you're a Panther fan and you see Maverick Hammond continuously going to the line, you're going to be happy.
Yeah.
Because he can make his free throws. 3 for 3 right now. Chance to add two more.
6:36 on the second quarter clock right now. 15-15 tie. Stays that way as the announcer jinx comes into play. Bradley's going to jump back in for Finch. Finch giving Coach Gaddy some good minutes here early. I really think the Cardinals going maybe six deep on the bench most of the game. So to see that Coach Gaddy's already made a couple substitutions, showing he wants to kind of match Western's depth, because I think they will go deeper into the bench.
And Hammond just bucked the announcer jinx there.
Split the pair. Yeah. 16-15, Western's 1-point lead right now. High post for Travis Collins out to Watson. He goes off the dribble baseline. Double clutch in the air. Goes up strong. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Turns around and puts it back. And it's 17-16 Cardinals.
Watson seems to be that one guy Western might not have an answer for. As you mentioned earlier, he hurt him the first time, too.
Yep. Willis coming around to the left side. He's really being chased by Trey Collins. I think he might be looking for a steal attempt. There's a back cut for Hammond. Gets in deep. Looks like it was blocked by Watson. We are going to get a whistle down there. And they're going to give that to... It's going to go on Watson. 17-16, Cardinals lead it by one, 5:55 to play in the half with Maverick Hammond at the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. And that one will roll off.
But again, a great job by Hammond to take that in strong and go right to the chest. Like you said, if you know their shot blockers, take it to them. Don't fade away from them.
That's an old Jim Anderson from back in high school learning me that one.
Well, that's not the first time Old and Jim Anderson collided in a sentence.
17-17 after he splits another pair at the line, but that's been the offensive play for Western right now is get Maverick Hammond to the charity stripe. Travis Collins coming across the middle, drives on Hammond, elevates off the window, no, short, but he's going to go to the free throw line, and that'll get another foul on Hammond, and that's going to be two for him with 5:40 to go first half. Travis Collins to the free throw line now for Michigan Center.
You know, that's something, if I'm Michigan Center and Hammond's going to guard Collins, I even clear out a side for him and just tell him, hey, next couple possessions, take it to him. Try to get him his third.
Collins rattles a free throw in. Travis Collins, I don't know if I've ever seen his facial expression change. Angry, sad, happy, it all looks kind of like that right now.
A good poker player.
Yeah. Missed the free throw, rebounded by Sutton Johnston, and this trading one-point leads right here right now, and that's going to get us a 30-second timeout from the Western bench. 18-17 Michigan Center lead. We're back in 30 with 5.5 to play in the first half on WKHM.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Brian, I noticed I recognize a row of young ladies from the Western Panthers basketball team. We'll get a chance to cover them next week as we head out to Chelsea for that district.
1 week from now, the same matchup, just the ladies instead of the men.
So we're looking forward to that. Right now, Western trails by one with the ball, 5.5 to play. Let's see what they drew up in the timeout for Coach Moffitt. Sutton Johnston gets a look at a three for Hammond, and he buries it from the top. Set up a screen for Maverick. He makes it, and that's going to get a timeout from Coach Gaddy. Trading points, trading timeouts. We'll take a full timeout here, though, for the Cardinals. 60-second commercial break, and it's 20-18. Western leading on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM. 101.5 FM.
5:16 to play. Cardinals out of the timeout, trailing by two. Screen at the top. What a move by Trey Collins behind the back dribble to get to the lane for a layup. And the sophomore on the board and tying it back up at 20.
And that coming off a timeout. So both coaches have proved they can draw something up.
That works, yeah. Drop it down to the block for Justin Jones. And looks like hands on it maybe down there for Bradley. So Mason going to get his first foul, I believe. With 4:55 left in the half, a two-point lead for the Panthers again.
And, Steve, you know what? That I understand why you say Justin Jones. That's Eli Harrington. They have a similar
Harrington.
Look, but, yeah, we're going to give that one to Harrington.
My mistake, and a strong finish by Harrington.
He has that Justin Jones look to him, though. Same hairstyle,
especially
same
from
height.
The back, yeah.
Yeah.
And bangs in the free throw, and it's a 23-20 lead at the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line for Harrington. And now the Cardinals come down trailing by three. 4:48 to play in the first half. Trey Collins at the top, directing a little traffic. Travis Collins comes around. He's going to drive. Gets in, drops it off for Watson. He leans in. He does kind of a sideways jump almost for Watson. Missed the shot, but it's batted out of bounds. And the Cardinals will keep it on their end of the floor.
You know, Steve, this game might come down to which team can avoid the 8 or 9-0 run.
Yeah.
Like, this feels like it's going to be closely contested. There might be one big run in there for somebody, and that might be our winner tonight.
Travis Collins to inbound, gives it into Watson. He backs it out near the three-point line, crosses into the lane, backs it off for Berkey Powell for a three. That one looked good from here. Bounces a couple times, and Hammond gets the rebound. 23-20 with 4:20 to play. Cardinals trail, and Spencer gets overlooked for three in transition, and he knocks it down. 26-20, and there's a little run for the Panthers. 6-0 currently. 4:09 to play. Trey Collins gets Berkey Powell coming around on a screen. Back out to Collins. Trey Collins at the top, works left side. Gives it up to Travis out on the perimeter. Top of the key for Watson. He'll take a triple from there. And that one rattles off and rebounded by Sutton Johnston.
Well, I might have spoke this into existence. This is a chance for Western here to make a 8 or 9-0 run.
Big defensive chance here. Berkey Powell on Hammond. He's dribble all the way down to the corner. Takes the three. Missed badly off the front rim, but the long rebound goes back to the Panthers, and a triple by Bane Riper goes down. And you're starting to see some of that three-point shooting that we were seeing in game one on Monday night. 9-0 run for the Panthers and a nine-point lead. 3:32 to play and a timeout from the Cardinal bench. It's the full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. Back with more on WKHM next.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
29-20 at deficit here for the Cardinals with the ball. Let's see what Coach Gaddy drew up. They get it down to Watson on the block. Double team comes, reaches in and bats it away. Hammond on the break now. Chase down, and he'll hang in the air and score. That was a hustle by Caden Layton to get back and defend, but Hammond scores it. Now an 11-0 run for Western. 31-20 lead, 3:05 to play.
Let's see if center can respond.
Travis Collins on the drive. They're going to call an offensive foul against him on Spitzer.
You know, I thought that was a good call, Steve. Not that Spitzer was totally set, but Collins lowered that shoulder. And, you know, sometimes the other fans say, oh, he wasn't set, but he definitely lowered the shoulder.
Yeah, that's not the only way you can get called for an offensive foul is because the defender was set. 3 minutes till the halftime break here. Spitzer bringing over the timeline for Western. Left side now for Rand Riper. Hammond coming off the screen, gets into the lane, backs it back out to Spitzer. He'll dribble around to the top. He scoops it to Van Riper there. Right side of that circle to Spitzer. Hands off to Hammond near midcourt. And Hammond lost the dribble for a moment, recovers. Now makes the drive to the basket. And they're going to have it knocked away. But we'll get a foul call in there. Let's see what they get on that one. And they're going to give that to Trey Collins.
It's going to be Trey's second.
And we mentioned when Hammond picked up his second that you thought maybe you'd see some plays called to maybe go at him and see if you can't get him to pick up a third. We haven't seen anything quite like that so far for the Cardinals.
And Western staying in that man, which since they've switched from zone to man, things have really turned the tide for the Panthers.
Hammond back at the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line with a 31-20 lead. He split in his last two trips. This one he hits the first.
This will be his ninth free throw of the half. So that's a good game's worth.
Yeah.
So good for Maverick Hammond taking it to the basket.
And the second one comes off, rebounded by Watson. Still a 12-point lead now for Western on a 12-0 run right now. Trey Collins dribbling at the top. Gets a screen from Watson. Pull up at the free throw line. Comes off rim. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Get it out to an open look for Travis Collins. And his three-pointer goes in and ends the run. And it's a nine-point game. Triple for Travis Collins.
The Western fans right here behind us have a good student section yelling air ball. Collins gave him a little look.
Spitzer into the corner. That was Hammond down on the block. Has to get it out to Spitzer. He gets it down to Harrington. Hits one from 8 feet. And it's 34-23. Lead back out to 11. Under two to play in the first half. Trey gets a screen from Watson. Collins working on the baseline, and there you're going to get that foul call. And that is that combo of he is not a huge kid, so a little bit of pressure, and he went flying. It reminds me of Allen Iverson probably did that better than anyone I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Where he'd get in there and make a drive, and if you bumped him, he was going to let the official know, and a lot of times he got those calls.
And Van Riper is strong.
Yeah. Travis Collins gets it into Henry Wright. Now into the corner for Collins. He pump fakes from there, drives, and loses on the gather. Willis on the run out now for Western, and he'll take and finish with the left hand. 36-23, 13, the biggest lead of the game now for Western. Cardinals have been on a stretch with a lone bucket being a three-pointer for Travis Collins. The 16-3 run, and Jaden Watson took a probably ill-advised three-pointer there.
Doesn't it look like center is just kind of settling right now, doesn't it? First guy that's just open is kind of shooting.
Spitzer hands off to Willis. Willis coming around the top. Hands off to Van Riper. Still outside the arc. Van Riper goes into the corner. Sutton Johnson pump fakes and goes baseline. Scoops it to Harrington. Steps in. His shot misses. Rebounded by Watson. Watson gives it up to Trey Collins. Now right side for Jaden. Watson back to the basket. Spins. Drops it down for Travis Collins. He missed the putback. Back out to Watson. Pump fakes from three. Drives. Jump stop. Elevates. Good hands. Harrington to knock it away. 36-23. We got 30 seconds to play first half.
If student section's going to decide any of this, it's going to be Western by a mile.
Van Riper at the center court area drives. He gets off balance. Loses it on the way up there. Wright clears the loose ball. 11 seconds. 36-23. Cardinals trail. Trey Collins gets into the paint. Gets bumped. And we'll get another foul called against the Panthers. And looks like that might be Van Riper, and that is the call. It's going to be a couple on him now.
Yep, which, if both teams can get into the half in this next 6 seconds with nobody with three, they'll take it. Good play by Coach Moffitt here to get Van Riper off on the defensive end for this last 6 seconds.
Yep.
No Hammond either, so don't pick up your third.
Yeah, if I had to guess, they're going to try to get it into Trey Collins' hands with 6 seconds. Watson's handling it right now. Goes down to Travis Collins. Gets a look down the baseline. Rattles out right, trying to get that offensive board. And we're going to get a foul call, a loose ball foul. And that's the guy who got subbed in. That's Noah Burdener. Loose ball foul on the rebound. And zero on the clock. That isn't going to be bonus or anything, so I don't know if they're going to try to put 0.2 or something back on, but...
Or is it? Yeah, that would that be Western's fifth?
Oh, you're right. If that hadn't been put up yet, it would be five, and that would be two free throws, and it'd be Henry Wright at the free throw line.
And I do think they're going to give him these foul shots with zeros showing on the clock.
Yep.
But, I mean, the thing is, if they're going to call it a foul, then I guess he's shooting.
Yeah.
It's either the time's up and no foul, or it's a foul. And if you're Henry Wright, who he might be the first to tell you isn't necessarily a knockdown free throw shooter. This is a tough one here.
Yep.
When you're standing there all alone and people are all watching you.
Henry Wright putting in some effort since he's been in there, really hitting the glass hard. And it'd be nice to, right in front of the student section, knock one down, and he does. If you weren't losing by 12, you might even give a little finger shush to the student section on that one.
Some of the kids might say he has some gumption.
He split it, though. 36-24 is where we'll rest. 0-0 on the time, and 36-24 on the scoreboard, Western. Huge run there to end the first half, and... Cardinals have some stuff to talk about in the locker room. We have something to talk about here on the halftime break. We'll take 3 minutes, and we'll run down our first half numbers. 36-24 is the score. Michigan Center trails Western at Columbia Central here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson,
and
bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at the half. 36-24 is the Western lead. I got a score update from over at, where are they at? Hanover Horton. Lumen Christie with a 49-13 lead over Napoleon at the half. No surprises there, I suppose. We're really looking forward to game two in that one and how that's going to shake out with Hanover Horton and Grass Lake. And then, of course, Friday is going to be an excellent matchup no matter who goes.
I guess the good thing is if you're a Napoleon fan where you're already wearing green in a score like that, you can just sneak over to the Lumen side and kind of blend in.
Yeah, they might get done early today. That's clock might be running in the second half. But if you're Napoleon, you know this was kind of a rebuild year. Feel nice if you went out there and got a win in the tournament. And you know, even if this is the end of your season, you get back to work and come back next year better off. I've heard good things about the kids that are coming in the next few years for Napoleon. They'll be right back at the top of the league soon.
Well, you knew you were in trouble when you lost the 12-year starters of Bradley Hayburn and Matt Popple. Those guys were there forever.
Yep. I remember that when I got out of high school and they started their playing career.
I think Bradley's 28 years old.
He might be, yeah.
Actually, speaking of him, we love him, right? We always talk about him. I saw he came in for Michigan the other day. One batter face, K'd him.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a nice start to
there you go.
U of M B-ball career.
He's probably done more since then. That's just what
sure,
I saw.
Sure, that's the one you saw, but yeah.
Way to go, Grant.
Good to hear. All right, let's get the numbers here at the half.
All right, well, for Michigan Center, three guys with 6 points, Trey Collins, brother Travis Collins, and Jaden Watson. Spencer Berkeypile made his first shot of the day, a three, but still ended up with five. And Henry Wright with the lone free throw there at the end of the half for one.
All right, cool. Well, 36-24 is our score right here. How about for the Panthers?
The Panthers had Cody Spitzer with one for one from the three-point line with three shots. Sutton Johnson, I believe, also made his only shot for three with three. DJ Van Riper with three. Jaden Willis with two. Justin Jones with two. Eli Harrington coming off the bench, giving him a nice lift with five. And that man, Maverick Hammond, 17. 17 at the half. That 30 piece on Monday wasn't good enough. He's going to try to up it.
Well, and we noted right away, Western came out kind of playing a zone. I think that was because they did want to have numbers around when Jaden Watson got it into that high post area. And that was fine, but what happened is that left them with some offensive rebounding issues. Travis Collins came through and had one, and I want to say maybe Berkeypile did, but getting extra possessions for the Cardinals early. We said that maybe that was they're going to have to get out of that zone. They did, and they never looked back because they were still able to double down on Watson, but then also were able to kind of hold guys off the glass. And what actually happened out of their defensive rebounds is they were able to get kind of a secondary break going where you'd had Hammond and Willis and other guys at different times able to kind of run a break and get some good looks out of rebounds rather than just, you know, turnovers or something.
Yeah, and kudos to Western because they'd catch center backpedaling on that, and they were in attack mode. And the amount of free throws, particularly by Maverick Hammond, who I believe finished with 9 free throws in the half, you know, that's proof how they're attacking tonight.
Late in the half, Michigan Center started to do that a little bit. We saw Trey Collins get down into traffic where we mentioned he's very weirdly patient down there where he's able to take a couple pivots and get a good look at the basket as a smaller player, but also he kind of forces you to foul him, and we may see him take some more trips to the line in the second half. The other thing is that Maverick Hammond did pick up 2 fouls in the first half. I'd like to see the Cardinals roll early, come out and try to get him in situations where he might pick up a third and maybe even a fourth foul early, just as a strategy for them to kind of take away that number one offensive option for the Panthers.
Yeah, same with Van Riper, who's a vital part with two. Mm-hmm. And then on the flip side, Michigan Center, Trey Collins with two.
Yeah. But the only one, we didn't have two. Did we have two on Watson? I know there was that one that we didn't know who it was.
We had the mystery one, and that's still up in the air, I'm not sure, yeah.
But the most anyone has is two, so going out playing under control, and we should be able to have full strength for both of these teams as we head toward the second half here. 2-minute break, and when we come back, we'll get the second half underway. Western leading Michigan Center 36-24 on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com. 24.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes has the final seconds tick off of the scoreboard. We'll see if we can hear the buzzer. Nope.
It's a softie.
It's real soft. We know they were arguing a little bit at the end about whether or not that foul was... Wow, the clock was still running, or there was still game time up. In the end, it happened. It's over. We're ready for the second half. Western starts with the ball. They've got the starting lineup on the floor. Van Riper catches and shoots right away for three. Rattles out and rebounded by Trey Collins. So the Cardinals come out with sort of a stop. Early three there for Van Riper. Berkey Pyle doesn't take a three. Drives. Drops it down to Henry Wright. He's making a move to the basket. Into the corner for Berkey Pyle. Now a look for three is going to be short. Rebounded Trey Collins. Putback is good.
And Steve, Michigan Center, that first defense possession came out in a 2-3 first time of the game. Looks like now they're picking him back up. Man, though, must have just been a one possession deal.
Yeah. There's a cut, and Hammond gets into the paint. Little too deep, too strong over Jaden Watson's hand and rebounded by the Cardinals. So they cut it to 10, can make it 8 or closer. Deep three by Trey Collins is short. Hammond rebounds, looks to turn it up the floor. Van Riper gets a step out in the open court. He is going to put it up too soft. Jones trying to come behind and tip slam it. He grabbed the rim and it at least got the shot to go in.
That was just an odd one.
Yeah. 38-26, 6:50 to play, third quarter. And another jumper goes up there for Trey Collins. He knocks down a two-pointer, cuts it back to 10.
Well, that was the best movement I've seen center have so far. A lot of cuts and looking like they're running hard in that one.
You kind of get a sense of what Coach Gaddy was talking about at halftime for them, seeing a little more movement on the offensive end. Defense, they've switched a little, and they've got Travis Collins on Hammond. He goes down to the baseline, skips it across into the corner for Spitzer for three, and that's missed. Justin Jones with a little extra effort and a rebound. Van Riper with a look at three from the top. The key goes in. 41-28. Third quarter of our game, by the way, brought to you by Top Line Apparel tonight. Watson coming around on a cut. Struggles with the catch. Now goes to work against Jones. Reverse pivot move and a jumper from about 8 feet is a miss. Rebounded by Western.
Good D by Jones there, walling up, getting big, not fouling.
Yeah, Jones, one of the few players that Watson goes up against that has probably a little height on him. Say an inch or two. Screen and roll. Hammond off the dribble, got too deep. Fortunate to save it to Jones. He gives it to a cutting Sutton Johnson. Now back to Spitzer outside of the arc. Dribbles into the free throw line, now all the way over to the left wing. Working his way back toward middle. Gives it to Hammond and deep left wing. Going down to Jones. Had a mismatch down there with Henry Wright, and Wright commits a foul.
Yeah, that was a good job by Maverick Hammond, just understanding that Jones has a foot on Henry Wright and getting it down to him.
Spitzer goes into the corner for a three for Hammond, and that one missed a lot. I might have caught a little rim, and on the battle for the rebound, Berkey Powell tries to save it, and he'll touch it out of bounds. And so it'll be Western ball.
That looked like a case where Berkey Pyle lets that go. It's going to be off Western, but he obviously did not know that.
5:19 to play in the third, 41-28. Western really pulled away from Pinckney in the second half of that game on Monday. Hammond misses a three-pointer there again. And on the rebound, Jones gets it, and I think we're going to foul against Watson, perhaps. Let's see who the call goes against. Did you get it?
They got it on Watson. I just can't. We don't know if he was the mystery man on the one that
right.
We didn't catch, so that's either two or three on him.
Jones hits the free throw, and it pushes that lead out to 14, which is now the largest of the game for Western.
Jones has a pretty good-looking free throw stroke.
Yeah. That one's short. Rebound battle, and Watson pulls it away from Van Riper, gets it away to Trey Collins. Up the floor to Berkey Pyle. Back to Collins at the top. He'll take a deep three from the top, and that's going to go off rim. Rebounded Maverick Hammond. Remember, Hammond's offensive exploits today, he's been really great on the defensive glass. 42-28, Western leads. Hammond off the dribble, gets a screen, now goes into the lane, backs it out to Van Riper for three, and he buries it. 45-28, timeout, Michigan center bench.
And look at the difference in body language between the two teams walking off the floor.
No doubt about it. Let's go ahead and take a 30-second commercial break during the timeout. 45-28, Cardinals trail on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public School. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here out of the timeout for the Cardinals. 17-point deficit is massive right now. And the Cardinals just, they came out with a little energy on maybe a couple possessions, and then Western had more energy.
Yeah, and Steve, does it feel like to you, like sometimes you watch a game where just one team, everything's coming easier for? Like It looks like Western's getting kind of whatever shots they want, whereas Michigan Center's really laboring on the offensive end, not really even knowing where that offense is going to come from. It's just taking turns maybe driving and hope that you can take your guy, and that's been about it.
Yeah, and no one guy wants to be that guy, really. And at some point, you do need somebody to lean on, or the whole team's going to have to get into it. And it keeps being kind of individual. Jaden Watson driving, or Trey Collins. There's a flip back to Berkey Pyle, who has made that first three, and he hasn't been able to get anything going since.
Yeah, probably 0 for 6 since.
Yeah. Hammond will bring it up slowly for Western. At this point, if you're the Western Panthers, you want to keep your foot on the gas, but there's no urgency that you have to shoot anything. Hammond will drive, and he'll get kind of bailed out on a foul call there. It looked more like a jump ball type to me, but I think they're going to get that against Berkey Pyle. 4:16 to go here in the third. Our quarter brought to you by Top Line Apparel. Like those guys. Inbound goes to Spitzer. He's going to hand it off to Hammond. Comes in to get it. Dribbles around to the top. Right's on him now. Hammond goes right wing to Spitzer. Deep. Puts it on the deck a couple times, backing it out. Now goes to the right side for Van Riper, and Berkey Pyle jumped in, stole it away, but now stepped on the sideline, and so it'll stay Western ball.
Steve, it's my end. Warm-ups. You mentioned just the stoic look on the Cardinal faces and didn't know if that was focus or, but they've kind of played that way tonight, haven't they?
Yeah. They need some emotion.
They do. They need something, and it's probably going to have to start with a couple big stops.
Yeah. Believe it or not, that can help your offense far more than a nice offensive play, a big defensive stop or a steal, a turnover. Good defense by Berkey Pyle down on the much taller Justin Jones in the paint. Knocks it away, but it stays Western ball on their end of the floor. Stay tuned following this, the conclusion of this one. Game two of our doubleheader, Columbia Central and Chelsea coming up right now. Inbound to Hammond, and he'll think about the three. Doesn't take, takes it off the dribble instead. And hits one over there in front of the Cardinal student section, who's as quiet as a, I don't know, comparison church mouse. Watson gets into the paint, missed it, missed the putback as well, and Hammond clears the rebound. 48-28, 20-point lead for the Panthers, and the drive for Hammond might have got away with a push there and maybe even an extra step. And a timeout for the Cardinals. 50-28 to score here, 3:18 to play in the third quarter. And another timeout. We'll take a 30-second commercial break on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and Western continues to pour it on here. 50-28 lead, 3:18 to play, and that 22 points is matches what Michigan Center beat Western by in game one of this matchup this year. Trey Collins with a nice move at the high post, scores it off the window, and the Cardinals are going to set up with some full court pressure. It's necessary. Deficit at 20. Henry Wright comes across, Spitzer drives, drops it off for Justin Jones, and he hesitates and able to score it out of the press. Trey Collins back the other way.
Steve, with 2:43 left and down by 22, it almost feels like you're playing for pride at this point.
Yeah, Collins got in deep, made a move, just left it short at the rim. Rebounded by the Panthers. Van Riper up the floor, backs it out to Hammond. Hammond gets a screen coming across. Double team comes, and we'll get a moving screen call against Jones. He did just kind of try to escape that a little too soon, and if you're on the move when you're setting a pick, that will get called.
I've seen worse not be called, however.
Yeah.
That could have been a scoreboard foul.
That might have been the case. Collins gets a screen, step back triple for him, and it bounces up over the backboard. It's Trey Collins with a jumper. 2:17 to play in the third, and it's still a 22-point advantage for the Panthers.
Well, kind of half-court trap now.
Hammond dribbles it into the half court, sets up on the left wing with Travis Collins guarding him. Now goes left. Hammond spins right, drives into some traffic. It's knocked away, and they're going to call it out on Michigan Center. He's going to inbound Spitzer to come down and inbound.
Look like Maverick Hammond and Travis Collins having some words with one another.
Uh-huh. There's the inbound for Van Riper off the cut. Missed the layup. Rebounded by Watson. Jaden will dribble it up the floor himself. Gets it up to Travis Collins. Gets into the air. Takes a deep miss. Rebound comes off, and Collins will end up with the loose ball knocked to Watson. He'll take a runner. That's off. And on a rebound attempt, there's Berkey Pyle swooping in. And we'll get a foul call. I think it's going to go against Spitzer from Western.
Oh,
and
really? That was
rewarding Berkey Pyle for being the more aggressive player, it looks like. Third team foul here against, three against Michigan Center. That's the second foul against Western. 52-30, still our score here with a minute 40 to play in our third quarter of action for Top Line Apparel. The score. Collins inbounds Travis to Trey. Trey in the backcourt. And he'll go off the dribble into the elbow. Has it batted away. Willis goes to the floor. It bounces it away to him. And then Maverick's got the ball. He's looking up the floor as he dribbles. Sets up in the left wing. Corner three. And hits. 55-30. Western's largest lead now 25.
Boy, when we talked earlier about can some team have an 11-0 run or something, that might be it. This has been much bigger than that.
And Watson gets in deep, tries to pass across the lane, stolen by Hammond. He'll step back and fire another triple and hit. 58-30, the score here at Columbia Central. Panthers unconscious to the top here for Bricky Pyle. He takes his pump fake, loses the basketball on the way in, and another turnover for the Cardinals. Willis gets it up the floor to Hammond. Working against Collins, he'll pull up another three and hit.
I could say, wow.
You do the heat test, and the furnace is working. 61 to 30. 28 seconds to play in the third. Trey Collins gets into the air, draws a foul. I think he'll get that against Van Riper, likely. But at this point, it's academic. The lead is bigger than the point total for the Cardinals. And we say that sometimes. You get through this deficit and you say, what do the Cardinals do to come back? They need a 30-0 run.
You know, Steve, Maverick Hammond, who had 30 on Monday, and that was basically in three quarters. He didn't play much of the fourth, if any. And we thought, okay, we liken it to golf. Can you shoot a 62 and back it up? Well, he's got 31, and we're not done with three yet. So I say he's backed it up. Maybe we might even call that about a 59 in golf terms for what he's done.
61-30. Trey Collins misses that free throw. 26 seconds left. Landon French going to check in for Spencer Bricky Pyle. If I'm being really honest, Brian, I know the student section's enjoying it, but they got to get a. Can they get something a little more creative?
Yeah, if I was a student section and I had Maverick Hammond to be rooting for, I'd have some original things.
They're just saying, it's like just saying whatever happened last in the clapping. 61-31, 15 seconds left here in the third. Hammond has it near midcourt right now. Going to hold it out for the last shot of the third. Gets to the high post for Harrington. Harrington hands off to Hammond, coming around on the dribble. Switched on to Caden Layton, fires a three and hits again.
Did I already say wow?
You did. 33 is the lead for Western after three. We still got a whole other quarter. Are we going to do this? Are we going to do this 8 minutes? We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
64-31, our score here with 8 to play, and Michigan Center comes out with Landon French, Trey Collins, Travis Collins, Mason Bradley, and then Caden Layton.
Steve, you always said on the radio you're supposed to describe the action. Do you have the superlatives to describe what we're seeing from Maverick Hammond tonight?
Close your eyes and throw it up, and it goes in. How it feels. He gets a rebound there, too. He's going to have probably a double-double at this point. And if someone else was making shots, he might be able to get a triple-double with some assists. But he's the one doing all the shooting here, and half of the points so far. Hammond does miss sometimes. Right now, for instance, 64-31, and a rebound by Trey Collins.
Well, he does have 7 threes and 34 points right now.
Trey Collins in the half court for the Cardinals, working across the top. The key hands off to Travis, coming around on a weave into the corner for Layton. Layton dribbles out to the top. Landon French drives into the elbow. Pull-up jumper is too strong. Rebounded by Hammond. Hammond across midcourt. 7:04 to play. 64-31 to fire another three. And that one goes with Bradley in his face.
Number eight.
If you're up 36, do you just have a green light?
Yeah, like right now, you know, I don't know school records or something, but yeah. I got to believe they're in danger.
Trey Collins gets in deep, can't get it to finish, and that's rare for Trey Collins to get down that deep and not finish as Hammond gets the run out in the layup. 69-31.
And, you know, right now you got to start thinking about the rest of the tournament. I think if I'm Western, I'm getting him out of there. I don't care what the school record is. You don't want anything chippy happening.
Yep. There's a lot of things that could go a little wrong. Collins pulls up Trey from the elbow. Rebound is taken away from Western by Landon French, and he'll get a layup. 69. Oh, Landon Sharp. See, now you got me doing it.
Yeah, that's my fault.
I think I do know Landon French also.
Yeah. So.
And there's a handoff to Van Riper. Lost it for a moment. Collins had a near steal. Travis Collins now trying to rip it from Hammond. Pressuring Hammond will throw up a triple. That goes off the heel. High rebound and a push away from the ball is going to go against Western.
You know, the other crazy impressive thing about this is Michigan Center is kind of known for taking the other team's best weapon away. Like, that's what they pride themselves on. And we talked about that all the time we do center games. Well, Maverick Hammond's, that's not been the case tonight.
Well, we know one team that will be playing in the district championship on Friday. Lumen Christie finished off Napoleon 72-25, the final there. So it won't be quite as lopsided here, at least so far with 5:41 to go. Trey Collins, there he goes. That's more like you see from him, work his way into the paint and then get something to finish at the end. He's missed a lot of the most shots today that he usually makes. 69-35, our score here, 5:28 to go. It looks like Grenand going to check in now for Western as Hammond, Sutton Johnston, Harrington, Willis and Van Riper still on the floor. A lot of starters still in the game here for the Panthers. And I'm with you. I'd be calling it a day for all these guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
And let's, as Hammond fires another three and makes it.
Like I said, you almost feel like the school record must be on the line or something for him to still be in there.
Trey Collins goes down and hits a triple, 72-38. 4:48 to go.
By the way, that's Hammond's ninth three made. So I don't know what the school record could be, but boy, I gotta believe it's not that.
I can't imagine.
Unless it's him.
he's got a game with 10. Willis drives and misses. Layton rebounds. Hands off to Trey Collins. 4.5 to go. Collins will take a deep triple. There it goes. Short front rim. Rebounded by Maverick Hammond. Maybe another he's board. After the rebound record. Outlet pass knocked away. That's going to add to his turnover total. Caden Layton spots up for three. Fires. No. Rebounded. Finch hands off to Bradley in the paint. Finch, just shoot that guy.
Yeah,
they don't
Bradley
get a bucket off of it. Nope.
It.
Bradley was looking for maybe a rebound.
Yeah.
Hammond at midcourt. He'll shoot a deep three. And see, now, like, Western's played so well within themselves into the game plan, so coming out and just throwing up these long threes like this doesn't do anything for them either.
It's like an NBA All-Star game right now. Collins is going down shooting long ones for center and Hammond for Western. Yeah, here's where if I'm Coach Moffitt, I'm just timeout and getting my bench in there.
Still 3:36 to go here, and now they will get a timeout from the sideline, and I think we'll take a timeout here. 72-38 our score. 3:33 remains in this first game of our doubleheader tonight. Western all over Michigan Center back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
72-38, our score here. We'll see what the final gets to as we've got a round of substitutions largely for both teams. Western, I'll try to get everybody. Grenon's going to bring it up for them. We saw that, the 6-4, 6-5 Grenon dribbling up when he came in garbage time in that first game on Monday. So even with the length for Grenon, they trust him to handle the ball. He knocks it out of bounds on the rebound here after a missed shot, and the Cardinals go up the floor with, see, we got Jordan Withers on the floor. Deep triple here by Berkey Powell, the lone senior that's been getting big minutes for the Cardinals. Caden Layton, the other senior here on the roster for Michigan Center, also in the game. Berkey Powell will drive in and throws a floater up. That one falls, 72-40.
And I guess he's going to get taken out here soon, get the applause that the seniors get.
Fernand drives and puts a tough kind of, I want to say jump hook, but he didn't really jump. He actually almost diminished his 6'4 frame into the corner. Withers with a jumper, no good. Rebounded Western, and it's Brody Parrott with the rebound. He gets it out to Grenon on the right wing. Down to the other Parrott, Andrew Parrott. He makes a move to the basket, drop step, reverse pivot, missed, and the rebound bounced out of bounds off of Western, Cardinal ball.
So it's important if you're the first Parrott to touch the ball, because then you say his first name, Parrott. And then the second guy's just the other Parrott.
I don't usually get to do that. Trey and Travis Collins, I try to get the first names, but I have their names are more familiar to me than Andy and Brody. The corner three from Layton, and he'll get that one to go. And that'll be nice for the senior. He gets one bucket here in his final game as Michigan Center Cardinal. 74-43, the score with 2:04 to go.
So, Steve, if you're a senior for, like, the Cardinals, do you want to come out now and get the applause, or do you want to just go ahead and get the minutes?
I'm ready for it to be done if I'm not.
Okay.
Although I guess if you stay in the game, then the end of career tears fall a little later, and maybe you don't want to cry in front of everyone. I'm not joking about that. I mean, I remember my last game, and we held it together on the floor, but back in the locker room was a tearful goodbye.
And the way this one's gone, I don't care. Senior, junior, sophomore, everybody should be crying a little bit.
Yeah, you ought to, at least a little on the inside. 74-43, drive to the basket, and gets one up in the air, draws a foul. And that is Chance Pangborn on the drive. The foul committed by number 20, Shane Bradbury. I don't think I've seen Shane Bradbury all year. We've done about three Cardinal games. Although I could easily confuse him with another kid rocking that very popular hairstyle.
Oh, yeah. I feel like if you're 16 or 17 and you don't have that hairstyle, you're left out.
Yeah. Which that would have been me in high school, not having that hairstyle and feeling left out. Same haircut today as I had back then. 75-43. We got 89 seconds to play in just a blowout win for Western, and I want to say we almost called it. I know we were talking about not knowing how this might conclude, Brian, but both of us said it. We could easily see it being a blowout the other way, and tonight that's what Western did. And again, they continue to shoot the basketball lights out. And yes, Maverick Hammond's going to have that big number, but the whole team shot very well. He just took a lot more than them. And at one point, he was just closing his eyes and throwing it up. Remember that Magic Johnson had retired and he came back for the All-Star game and he was just kind of doing that same thing. That's how it felt tonight.
Yeah.
Maverick Hammond / Magic Johnson out there, the way he was shooting. And Maverick, of course, Magic Johnson not known for being a particularly great three-point shooter, but that day
Well, Maverick Hammond's known for it, and if he wasn't, he isn't after these
he
last two games.
Now.
But yeah, because he's got nine today, and I think did he have seven Monday?
Yeah.
So 16 threes and
I wonder what
72-hour stretch.
Like a district tournament record might be if they're for three games. Could be under duress. We'll see who they're going to have to face in their final game. As we got 61 seconds. Dribbling out of the corner and pump faking. Working it around, back it out. There's Parrott with a jumper. And that's going to be a triple for Andrew Parrott. So that makes Brody the other Parrott this time. Cardinals up Withers. Back to the basket. Backs it out. There's a chance for a triple for Finch. And that comes off front rim. Batted up and rebounded by Andrew Parrott. Definitely the Parrott having the bigger game tonight. Gernand over midcourt. 30 seconds. 79-43 right now our score. And mercifully, Gernand's going to run out the clock for us. And I think 79-43 likely ends up being our final.
And they are running out the clock, and you're right, that is mercifully. And that is good sportsmanship. But I also am a believer when you get the guys that never get to play in there, I say let them go.
Doesn't hurt my feelings to watch bench guys go out and get some minutes and get some game time. Their parents probably come to all the games, so their boy gets out to play. Yeah, you want to watch him play. But the buzzer sounds, and 79-43 is our final. These other two teams are ready to go here as Western gets the win. Let's go ahead and take another three-minute break here on the post game. We'll get the numbers, and then we'll get ready for game two of our doubleheader. Western 79, Michigan Center 43 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game here as the Western Panthers. Brian, what did Maverick Hammond end up with?
Maverick Hammond had 42, unofficially.
Unofficially, yeah. What do we have? 79-43, the final. Michigan Center came out early and got out to a little bit of a lead. And at that point, we had kind of said, you know, is somebody going to be able to get a little run together? And we thought maybe nine was kind of would feel like a big run that would give somebody. Little did we know we got I think it was a 13-0 run, and ultimately 16-3 that really separated them. And then Western was just able to pour it on. It did look, for them, reminiscent of Monday night against Pinckney, where Western got hot and stayed hot, and they came out in the second half and poured it on even more. Similarly here, what Michigan Center went in the locker room. They came out. Coach Gaddy probably told them what it looked like. We saw a little more movement on offense. Let's go out and, you know, move the basketball around. And they did that for a couple plays, but it didn't matter because Western just had more energy, just better aura, honestly, all day. And Western goes out and gets the big win.
They did. We talked about what team could withstand like a 10-0 run or something. That 11-0 run, Steven, we didn't know at the time, that ultimately became a 60-20 run.
Yeah.
That's where it was from then on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the 40-point run that we didn't see coming.
Yeah, it was a big... Just a big game for the Panthers. Obviously, a big game for Hammond. We mentioned his total there is going to be somewhere in the record books, no doubt, at Western. And maybe in the MHSAA when you talk about three-pointers in a district tournament and some of those other scoring numbers that we'll be talking about. He's got a lot more work to do there. By no means are we penciling them into the regional or anything, because both of these two teams are going to have something to say about it. But both of these two teams are pretty good, and we'll get on to this next game in a moment. But let's get the numbers from game one.
All right, well, for the Michigan Center Cardinals, we had Jaden Watson with a quiet six, Spencer Berkey-Pyle with seven, Caden Layton with three, Henry Wright with one, Travis Collins with six, Landon Sharp, a.k.a. Frenchie, with two, and Trey Collins leading the way with 18.
Yeah, and that 18 is quiet for Trey Collins, honestly. And we were talking about, you know, taking away – the other team's best weapon. This was a mirror image almost of that first matchup where Maverick Hammond had about 6 points and Jaden Watson went off for probably 21, if I I'm trying to recall. In this case, they hold Watson to just six. He did look befuddled a little bit in that. He came out in the first quarter, looks like himself, made a couple plays, but Western reacted, did whatever they needed to do, and they slowed him down, and he shot poorly and didn't get that kind of energy he had in the first game. And Trey Collins kind of was the lone spark, if you want to even call it a spark. He kind of did what he does, and it just wasn't able to bring anyone with him.
Yeah, kudos to the coaching staff of Western. They were not going to let Jaden Watson beat him twice.
Yeah.
And anytime he touched the ball, he was suffocated with two or sometimes three Panthers surrounding him.
And if I'm being honest, even just the one, whether it was Jones or Harrington, both of those big guys played better individually against him than they did in that first matchup. So even without the extra help defenders, those guys got real big today and did a good job on Watson to get in his way without fouling him, without sending him to the free throw line. So, just a great coaching effort for Moffitt and the team for Western to get that W. I will say for Michigan Center, they'll lose Spencer Berkey-Pyle next year and Caden Layton. Otherwise, everybody's back, plus that one that we knew was going to be a big loss for the Cardinals with an injury this year, Hayden Hinkle. They'll add him into the lineup next year. So it still looks good for the future Michigan Center. When we start the year next year, we'll be talking about them as a favorite in the Cascades Conference again. And it's not bleak for Michigan Center, but this is a wake-up call. And they did play, I'm going to say it, at risk of being negative. I thought they played poorly down the stretch, and we talk about that all the time. It's important to be playing well at this time of the year, and Michigan Center just wasn't doing that.
Yeah, and I don't think you're saying anything that anybody that followed Michigan Center basketball wouldn't agree with you.
Yeah. And so let's get the Panthers' numbers here really quick.
Yeah. Well, we have Cody Spitzer with three, Sutton Johnson with three, Chance Pangborn with two, DJ Van Riper with nine, Jaden Willis two, Justin Jones seven, Eli Harrington with five, Isaac Gennard with two, Andrew Parrott with three, and you will not be mishearing me, it is Maverick Hammond with 42. So it was Maverick Hammond 42, Michigan Center 43 today.
And in this, in the second half, it did look like he was just going to be able to throw it up and have it go in. And it wasn't as though the defense evacuated or anything. He was just shooting over them in rhythm. The shot felt right. And he had a moment, maybe early in that first quarter, where I thought maybe he's going to be a little cold shooting compared to Monday night. But whatever clicked hard. And at some point, it did feel like he could just throw it up and it was going to go.
Yeah, you're right. He started 1-for-4.
Yeah. It's not like he shot a low percentage either, and it was some kind of a volume effort. He probably shot 60% or better from beyond the arc tonight and led the team. Again, good coaching effort by Coach Moffitt's team to have them ready to play against a team that beat them by 22 in the first time. They definitely came out and did the right things to overcome that and turn things around. And Western moves on to Friday night matchup with the winner of our next game. Columbia Central and Chelsea set the square off next. Let's take a 3-minute break here in between games, and we'll come back and turn our heads around to a Columbia Central Schools pregame on WKHM. Again, our final, Western 79, Michigan Center 33.